おはようございます。ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、夏子です。Hi everyone, I'm Natsuko.
Welcome to Lower Beginners Season 1, Lesson 6. Which floor of this Japanese building do you live on? So Natsuko, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to say floor numbers of a building, as well as how to ask which floor in an elevator.
And where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
Emily gets into the elevator in her building.And meets another resident in there. では聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the dialogue.
¿Nankai desu ka?
4階お願いします。
はい。
4お願いします。
4階401号室？
はい。
私は402号室の林です。隣ですね。どうぞよろしく。
エミリー・マーティンです。先週日本に来ました。よろしくお願いします。
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
何回ですか？
四階お願いします。
はい。
四お願いします。
四階401号室。
はい。
私は402号室の林です。隣ですね。どうぞよろしく。
エミリー・マーティンです。先週、日本に来ました。よろしくお願いします。
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
何階ですか？
What floor?
4階お願いします。
Fourth floor, please.
はい。
Sorry?
4お願いします。
Four, please.
4階401号室。
Fourth floor, apartment 401?
はい。
Yes.
私は402号室の林です。
I'm Hayashi from apartment 402.
隣ですね。どうぞよろしく。
We're neighbors. Pleased to meet you.
エミリー・マーティンです。先週日本に来ました。よろしくお願いします。
I'm Emily Martin. I came to Japan last week. It's very nice to meet you. So, Natsuko, I have a question.
What is it?
Well, you know how in the U.S., the floor at ground level is called the first floor, but in Europe and Australia, it's called the ground floor?
Yes.
Well, in Japan, is it American or European style?
We say 1階 for the floor at ground level, or first floor. So, I guess it's American style.
We'll be looking at this in more detail later on, but 階 in Japanese means floor. So, Natsuko,In Tokyo, there are lots of department stores with a few floors that go quite deep underground. But how would you call these in Japanese?
We say literally, underground 1, underground 2, and so on. Underground is 地下, which literally means ground, below. So the floor directly under 1階, first floor, would be 地下1階. The next would be 地下2階, and so on.
All right, did you get all that? Now let's move on to look at the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
Kai.
Counter for floors of a building.
Kai. Kai.
Next is?
Goshitsu.
Suffix for room numbers.
Goshitsu. Goshitsu.
And next we have?
Tonari.
Next to. Neighbor. Neighboring.
Tonari. Tonari.
Next is?
Dozo yoroshiku.
Please be kind to me.
Dozo yoroshiku. Dozo yoroshiku.
And next is?
先週.
Last week.
先週. 先週.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. What's the first word we're looking at today?
Kai.
Floor. We'll cover these later on in more detail, but in Japanese, whenever you count anything, you have to use a word called a counter. Objects use different counters depending on their shape, size, characteristics, and so on. Kai is one of the easier counters to remember because it corresponds directly to the English word floor. Netsuko, in the dialogue, Emily said,
4階 お願いします.
Fourth floor, please. She said, 4階 for fourth floor. Let's run through the floors 1 to 10 now. First, though, do you remember the numbers 1 through 10 in Japanese? See if you can say them quickly now.
Did you remember them all? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Great. Now to say first floor, second floor, and so on, all you do is add kai after the number. Note that the pronunciation of certain numbers can change when one of these counters is added, so be careful.
1階.
First floor. Be careful because you can't say 1階. It has to be 1階. Next is?
2階.
Second floor.
3階 or 3階.
Third floor.
4階.
Fourth floor. Be careful, you can't say 4階.
5階.
Fifth floor.
6階.
Sixth floor. It's not 6階, but 6階.
7階.
Seventh floor. You can't say 7階.
8階 or 8階.
Eighth floor.
9階.
Ninth floor.
10階.
Tenth floor. Note that it's not 10階, but 10階.
Right. Remember that the numbers 1, 6, and 10 are irregular. 1階, 6階, and 10階.
And finally, how do we ask which floor?
何階.
It's not 何階, but 何階. Now, in the dialogue, we heard Mr. Hayashi say the number of his apartment.
402号室.
Apartment 402. The word for apartment here is 号室, which literally means number room. In English, we say room 402 or apartment 402. But in Japanese, the word for room or apartment comes after the number.
To ask which room number or which apartment, you say 何号室ですか?
Note also that if the room number has a zero in the middle, you usually pronounce this maru, which literally means circle, instead of zero.
That's right.
You can check out more details on room numbers in the lesson notes, but for now, let's move on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to ask which floor, as in when asking someone which floor they want to go to in an elevator. So Natsuko, we mentioned this in the vocab section, but let's go into more detail here. How do we say which floor?
何階ですか?
何階 is which floor, and then we just add the polite question phrase ですか? It's really easy. Remember again that 何, what, is shortened to 何 when ですか comes after it. Listeners, listen and repeat. Which floor?
何階ですか?
Now, listeners, try saying which floor in Japanese.
何階ですか?
And the answer?
Just say the number plus 階, then add this.
We ran through how to say the floors 1 through 10 in the vocab section, but let's quickly pick up a few of those in which the pronunciation of the number changes when you add the counter 階. Listeners, listen and repeat each one. First floor.
1階
Third floor.
3階 Or 3階
Sixth floor.
6階
Eighth floor.
8階 Or 8階
10th floor
10階
Okay, listeners, did you get all that? Let's see how we saw these patterns used in the dialogue. When Emily got on the elevator, the old man asked her,
何階ですか?
Which floor? To which Emily replied,
4階お願いします。
Fourth floor, please. All right, now let's move on. You can, of course, use this 何, something, ですか pattern with other counter words. For example, to ask which apartment or which room number, that would be
何号室ですか?
Listeners, listen and repeat. Which apartment or which room number?
何号室ですか?
Now, listeners, try asking which apartment or which room number in Japanese.
?何号室ですか?
And the reply is, of course, just saying the room number followed by 号室です. For example, it's room 709 would be
709号室です.
Remember that the zero is pronounced 丸. Listeners, listen and repeat. It's room 709.
709号室です。
Now, listeners, try saying it's room 709 in Japanese.
709号室です。
All right, let's see how this was used in the dialogue.So, the old man hears that Emily lives on the fourth floor and asks,
401号室?
Apartment 401? Then, he realizes that they're neighbors, and he introduces himself and says,
私は402号室の林です。
I'm Hayashi from apartment 402. Okay, Natsuko, we've covered a lot today, but we're almost out of time.
That's right. But if you have any questions about today's material,Please feel free to ask us in the comments.
Yes, please do. All right, see you next time.
じゃあ、また。
何階ですか?
四階、お願いします。
はい。
四、お願いします。
4階401号室
はい
私は402号室の林です隣ですねどうぞよろしく
エミリー・マーティンです先週日本に来ましたよろしくお願いします